Most of us these days, Dr. Russ, have the smartphone, be it an Apple phone or an Android phone, but we have the smartphone because we like to appear smart. And we get a phone.
Or something of that nature, right?
And yes, of that ilk, if you will. And one of the cool things about having a smartphone is the endless amount of applications you can put on your telephone for various and sundry things. And specifically for us this morning, a couple of different pet applications that we can download. Let's talk about those a little bit. And so in case there's any confusion, we can clear that up today. Let's start with the Pet Page app. And what would you do if you decided on Google Play or your Apple thing? I'm not an Apple guy, so I don't know what you'd call it. The Apple thing? What is it?
The App Store.
The App Store.
No.
It's just the App Store.
I think that was Johnny Appleseed.
Okay. Something, yeah.
Careful, I might have a Johnny Appleseed song somewhere.
Jeez.
Oh, there you go.
Keep that in abeyance.
Okay.
So there's a Pet Page app. What is the deal on this thing?
So the Pet Page app is the app that we actually use for clients to be able to view their scheduled appointment, date and times. We have a loyalty program that, you know, when they come in and they purchase things from service to product, that they have loyalty points that they can
you get like some bonus things, and you can kind of redeem it later for stuff.
Turn them back in, redeem them. There's the word I'm looking for. I need another cup of coffee that they can redeem them.
I got a hot cup of instant if you want it. Send it over there.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's not coffee.
Amen. So,
and then you can also look at. You can look at your healthcare reminders, so you can find out when your cat or dog is due for things. And you can submit refill requests and appointment requests. So it's basically you're like a office scheduling, you know, medical information app that you can use for your pets.
It's not unlike one of the apps I have on my phone, but for humans, which is MyChart. Same kind of deal. Keeps track of your appointments, has all your medical stuff on there. Same thing, only for pets this time.
Only for pets.
Only
except I don't think MyChart has a loyalty program.
No. I'll tell you what, if anyone would have qualified for it by now.
Doesn't it have a good boy program, though? You know, that kind of thing?
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy. Way to take your meds.
Use your app. Boy. That's good.
And then there's the AirVet app, and that's a third-party app that you guys use as well, correct?
Correct, and that one is the one that we're using for our virtual exam room experience, so the curbside check-in process. After the client pulls in the parking lot, parking at a cone and calling us and letting us know that they're there, they can initiate an AirVet app curbside appointment, and then we can see them, talk with them while we're in the exam room looking at their cat or their dog. And so that's the, you know, basically the window into the interior of the building that the client has. And if there are things that we need to go over, like x-rays, we can directly show them, okay, here's what we're looking at. It's been a great aid. Going to start using that here probably in the next few months for our emergency after-hours calls as well.
Nice.
So it's, you know, we'll probably be getting rid of the after-hour phone number consultation that we've used for, 20 years.
Technology marching forward, Dr. Russ Brewer.
Marching forward, it is.
And now, how are people responding to, you know, the AirVet app and these virtual pet examinations? Are people taking to this thing?
Everybody that's used it has loved it because it allows them to actually be, I mean, otherwise, you know, you don't know what we're doing. I mean, not that we're doing anything that we wouldn't be doing normally.
Right, it's all above board.
But you're just not there. So it's like, you know, it's that weird mystery thing. It's kind of like, you know, placing your order at the table and then hoping that the cook's doing this thing in the kitchen. when you ordered the hamburger with some pink in it, and then it comes out that it's chicken sandwich. It's like, well, time out.
Wait a minute. That's wrong. So with the AirVet app, you can see everything that's going on.
Now, you can see everything going on. Exactly.
Are there plans, when the curve does flatten, Dr. Russ, are the plans to keep this mode of business around for you guys?
So when the curve finally decides to flatten and, you know, this wish I could predict that one. But yes, I think we will still have this available because we've had some clients that said they absolutely love this. And it's kind of one of those things I had never really thought about this, but moms that show up and they've got kid asleep in the car seat. And like, I really don't want to drag my kid out of the car seat because I finally got him to sleep. But my cat's got an appointment, so I'm kind of stuck. What do I do?
Yeah, well, exactly. So this is an ultimate in virtual convenience.
Absolutely. And it's one, just one of those things that those are some of the things we've never thought of. And I've had a couple of clients going, you know what? I wish we'd been doing this 20 years ago because I enjoy just pulling up and sitting here on my phone. And there's some things, I guess, you know, service things that we never really even imagined. And, I guess if anything, the pandemic has at least prompted us to have some innovation due to, necessity, but some of those innovations, I think, are going to stick.
I think a lot of what we're doing now, because of COVID-19, is going to stay around well after, you know, we get a vaccine and the pandemic has subsided. I think a lot of the things that people are utilizing now are just going to become what is becoming an overused expression, the new normal.
Yeah, I think it is a new set of services or new level of service that a lot of businesses are providing that I don't know that those will go away because I think as the consumers, we're enjoying them. We never thought about it. Steve Jobs always used to say that the consumer doesn't know what the consumer wants. And it's basically
Boy,
meaning
that
there's
the
things
truth.
Out there. Well, there are things out there that are possible that given we haven't had our eyes open to them.
Yeah.
The smartphone. None of us would have had a smartphone had they not come out with it.
I remember when I was in high school, I got a $45 calculator, and I thought that was the greatest thing ever. That was the greatest advance in technology ever. Come on.
Yeah.
Who knew? We didn't know. In 10 years, who knows what we're going to have? There's going to be an endless possibility there. Now, Dr. Rushbrewer, both those apps, PetPage and AirVet, you can download at your favorite the Apple Store or Google Play to your heart's delight. I understand, Dr. Rushbrewer, the Cary Animal Hospital, even during COVID-19, is still open 7 days a week.
We are. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 7, and then Saturdays we're open 8:30 to 2, and Sundays we're open 10:30 to 3. And you can give us a phone call at 262-694-6515, schedule an appointment. Or you can check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com, and there's even a tab in there to submit an appointment request through there.
All kinds of good stuff.
We are busy, so if you've got things that you need to have seen, don't hesitate to call early.
Make that call. Set up that appointment. Care Animal Hospital, 9052 Prairie Ridge Boulevard in Pleasant Prairie. He is Dr. Russ Brewer. Dr. Russ, thank you as always.